reserving the right to object, I appreciate my colleagues' work on this legislation. I'm pretty sure that I have never opposed a bill that Senator Isaacson was involved in. If you're looking for thoroughness in legislation, he's the epitome of it. But on this bill, many of us have been recently made aware of the potential cost growth from the potential and the budgetary and the operational pressures that would happen at the VA. They're having a lot of problems anyway. But the VA's analysis shows the cost could be nearly five times what Congress assumed it was when the House of Representatives passed it, and they did pass it by those strong numbers. And then a recent letter from the Congressional Budget Office estimated an increased cost from their first one of about $1.3 billion. So there's clearly more work to do just on figuring out the spending and the administration of this and the deficit impacts that this bill will have, while we still want to make sure that the veterans that are having a problem get the solutions that they need. There will be a report out in June that's going to maybe narrow down the risks. I'm not that excited about any studies, but another concern that I've heard from veterans is the pay-for. Be an increase in the interest rate for housing for some veterans that are trying to buy a house. That isn't enough money to cover the renewed estimates of how much this is. I think that the bill can be made more specific, which is really tough if Johnny's been working on it, because it will be specific. But we need to get some way to justify the numbers that range somewhere between 60,000 people and 440,000 people. That's a pretty big gap on who we let in. And if they've got a problem, we need to take care of it. I think we need to just spend a little bit more time doing it. I know that's a difficult thing at the end of a session, but as a result, I'm going to object.